Negro boys ain't much for working. Two shots on the barrel, and they're talking about bourbon, talking about a few other things that they don't know. If you've got a question, no need to ask. They don't have a clue, so raise your glass. Take a sip with the Bold Brothers. Now it's on with the show. From the heart of central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own, the Bold Brothers.
Hello, welcome to Two Shots on a Barrel. It's time for our next podcast. I'm sitting here with Jimbo, and man, how's your week been?
It's been absolutely great, man. I just got my kid graduated from Western Kentucky University. Go Tops. She'll be heading to Louisville in the fall, so she's going to dental school. It's going to be good stuff there. Plenty of people in Louisville, hopefully, to keep her safe and all that good stuff. So good, I'm excited. Stuff, man. But it's been, great. It's
good
been
stuff,
great.
Good stuff. Now, our Facebook page, Two Shots on the Barrel fan page, is going crazy. If you haven't joined, please jump on there and check it out and join in all the nonsense we have on there as well.
We're having a lot of fun. Man, you're shrinking like saran wrap. What the hell is your problem?
Dude, I'm just kind of slimming down so I can eat all that summertime food.
People say, have you seen Jeremy lately? Have you seen J-Bo? He's like shrinking.
I had some old lady come up and say, are you sick, honey? So, yeah, we're good.
We're good.
So, but let's get down to the meat and potatoes.
All right, so here's the meat and potatoes. I got to be honest with you. This show really is been intriguing for some time period because I get to hopefully find out some shit about you from, like, way back.
Oh, man, I'll tell you.
And so I'm really counting on our guests, at least one of the dudes today, to give me some insight.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's my pleasure to present to you the Kentucky Music Mafia. Thanks, guys, for coming in.
What's up, brother?
Shannon Jay and Toby Ray. I tell you what.
It's Shannon Jay and Toby Ray.
That's right, man. And it's so surreal to go middle school, high school with a guy, and I haven't seen you since.
Right. That's the way life is. Life gets in the way of living, brother.
I mean, I've seen you grow up on Facebook.
Right.
But it's good to see you guys in person, man. It's awesome.
You know, one of the things he said, Toby Ray, was, he's like, man, I haven't seen this guy since high school. And he's like, when he gets here, he's probably going to come over and give me a big old bear hug. So and so I'm looking for that bear hug.
No, man, we're good.
Yeah, I'm looking for that bear hug.
He's like three
like a
times
pick
my
his
time.
Ass up bear hug.
I tell you, man.
That needs to happen, man.
Yeah, that's crazy. So, guys, man, y'all really taking it up a notch from where you've been. I think y'all been together 3 or 4 years now.
Yeah,
is that right?
Yeah.
You're taking it to the next level, and, I mean, you're doing it right, man. And it's not just the music. It's your personalities. It's the way you're built. You're humble. You care for others. You look out for others, and that I think that's your style, man. That's
because that's the way we were raised, brother.
Exactly.
Those are what was instilled to us while we were growing up. You know, our grandmothers, our grandfathers, and everybody that we come up around. That's what we were taught. If you want to be treated a certain way, you have to put that out into the world.
Exactly.
That's a real thing. Karma is a real thing.
Oh, I agree, and I mean, you all promote the hell out of your shows coming up, your music, but you also promote the hell out of everybody else's music and their shows. It's not just about Kentucky Music Mafia. Your brothers and sisters in the music industry are just important to you.
They sure are, and so are our fans. Our fans mean everything to us. We call our fans our family because that's who we relate to. The fans that we get along the way, they relate to us. They hear our music. They feel what we're trying to put out, what we're trying to express, and it touches their soul, and that's what we're trying to do and try to relate to everyone. As far as other artists, that's what it's supposed to be, man. There's room at this table for everybody to eat. It's an unlimited table. It's not like there's a certain amount of seats, and we're just going to nitpick of who we want here, man. I want everybody to eat. Come and have some of my plate.
Right.
There's plenty.
Yeah.
You can share some of mine.
That's what impressed me the most was me sitting there and just going over your stuff. Every time y'all post something, I read it, and I say 75% of it's not about you. It's really, it's about others. And that means a lot to me to see people looking out for, you know, other brothers and sisters.
Yeah, it means a lot to us just to be able to do that because I would hope and not that I expect, I would hope other artists to do the same for us.
Now, I'm going to give you some names, all right? These are some people. All but one have I never heard of until Kentucky Music Mafia came around. All right, Big Poe.
Yep.
All right, we got Damian Rain. We got Bottleneck.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Which I love that name. Mm-hmm. Love that name. Mm-hmm. New Breed with Jesse Howard.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I enjoy theirs. Struggle Jennings.
Yes.
That's a cool name right there.
And then one that you're gonna know.
I know this one.
Bubba Sparks.
I like it.
Bubba
too.
Sparks. And y'all are going on tour with Bubba Sparks.
We will be going on
our first date is August 6th in Colorado. That's when we start the tour with Bubba.
All the dates haven't been released yet, but it's supposed to be like 5 states, 25, 30 cities, something like that.
Jesus. Yeah.
So now, are you going to make the Cornbread Mafia proud when you go to Colorado, if you know what I'm talking about? Are you gonna take care of business?
We've been to Colorado before. We had a great big show there in 2019 at the Budweiser Event Center. We love Colorado. Colorado was great. I mean, the hospitality... The dispensaries.
Yeah, but hold
Colorado
on. Wait.
Was great.
Wait, the dispensaries, though, Toby wasn't allowed to go inside because Toby couldn't find his ID.
I left my ID at home.
No, man. So Toby sat outside the whole time pissed.
They had to run in and out. Well, there's this, and it looks like this. Look at this picture. Here's this. Well, I'll take that.
Yeah. You're like, give me the one that looks like Fruity Pebbles, please.
Right. Give me that one.
Yeah. All right, so I got to know, have you guys been buddies for a long time? I mean, you know, and Jeremy, you had mentioned, 3 or 4 years you guys have been active as Kentucky Music Mafia.
Yeah, right.
But what's the story behind the start of Kentucky Music Mafia with you two guys?
Well, it started kind of weird, really. I mean, it was...
We were in different groups.
Yeah, we was in different groups, but we've known each other for, 15 years?
Yeah, something like that.
Probably about 15 years, and we did shows together and a bunch of other stuff, and then, just one day, I was like, okay, I have this song that I want you to be on. I was like, write to this song. We did that. He wrote to the song. We recorded it. And then the next thing you know, it's like, okay, this is something that we have here. Like, we need to really embrace this and come together for more stuff. So then I was like, okay, Kentucky Music Mafia, that's what we have. And at the time we had, there was three others?
There were three members that we were contemplating when we were trying to build this group.
Yeah. There was three others. And then now it's just me and him, which we have kept it going and kept it going. We've tried to eliminate all the negativity and nonsense that was around us. And
you know one thing good about downsizing a group is the money gets bigger because you're not sharing is 18 different ways, right?
Well, that's another thing we were talking about is how blessed we are to be able to do what we're doing with it just being us. Because there's a lot of local bands that I've known for 15, 20 years. Yeah. There's 5, 6 members of them. They get out there every week and play for hours and hours and hours. Right. We're blessed to be able to do what we're doing the way we're doing it.
Oh, I think it's great. Yeah.
I got to tell you, your new album, Moonshine and Bonfires, it's awesome.
Thank you.
I told you guys, all right, so you're all saying it's kind of like country rap.
Yes.
But man, from my perspective, and I turn it on and I'm starting to listen to it, and I told you guys this, I do a Sunday morning show, and I'm like, geez, Louise, the place that I call home, I was like, that's a freaking awesome song, and I play it. Mm-hmm. And people are like, I love that song. And I said, yeah, it's a group called the Kentucky Music Mafia. Is the stuff that you all have done in the past, is it a combination of country rap and songs like The Place I Call Home?
Definitely gravitating towards that avenue more in the classic country. But we're still going to keep the rhythm and blues, the rock and roll, the bluegrass, the jazz, all of those influences. We take those into consideration when we're making music. We don't try to just make one simple thing. If we're going to do something, we're going to switch it up a little bit, change it up a little bit, put our little twist on there, and make it sound the way we want it to. Make it sound, you know, how we think it should sound, because that's coming from here. If it doesn't come from here, I don't really want anything to do with it. I don't like fluff.
So Shannon Ray, who are the influences for you?
Influences, I would say probably first would be my grandparents. If it wouldn't have been for my grandparents, I wouldn't have been doing music. Like, my grandparents pushed me since I was a little bitty kid. I mean, my grandpa used to take me to bars as, like, I was like 5, 6, 7 years old.
That is my kind of grandpa right there.
And, like, my grandparents were from Perry County, Kentucky. They were all from Eastern Kentucky.
Okay.
So, like, they're mountain folks.
Yeah.
So they raised me on, like, Flattened Scruggs, Bill Monroe, Ralph Stanley, Ricky Skaggs, stuff like that. That's the type of music I was raised on. And my grandpa used to take me to bars, and they would pay me in, like, food and stuff like that. But, I mean, they used to call me Little Ricky Skaggs whenever I was younger.
He had the same haircut and everything.
No, my hair was a little bit longer, and it was curly.
What's your favorite Ricky Skaggs song, then? Put you on the spot. I'll tell you mine. Honey, won't you open that door, man? I love that song.
I used to sing that song.
I used to sing that song.
But, I mean, I remember I remember, like, probably the first Ricky Skaggs song that I actually heard and that I remember of was probably Highway 40 Blues.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Like, I remember hearing that.
Oh, God, I love that song.
But that album that you're talking about, all them songs. I mean, I loved all them songs.
I just watched the episode of Hee Haw the other day where Ricky Skaggs was on there. He is just unbelievable when it comes to playing instruments.
He's crazy. He's unbelievable. And, I mean, he took... When Bill Monroe passed away, he took that mandolin to a whole other level, just like Bill Monroe did.
There's some people that can make that mandolin talk, and he's definitely one of them.
Ricky Skaggs is one of them, most definitely.
Great way influence. You know, I wish my grandpa stuck Ricky Skaggs in my face because
they crammed it down my
face. Oh my God!
It was not. I mean, it was music nonstop every day. And my grandma, she would walk around the house and sing like hymns and stuff. Right. Like she taught me all that stuff. But my grandpa, he kind of like taught me that high pitch, that high lonesome sound.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would sing, but he wouldn't do it as much as my grandma. But he would have that high lonesome. That high pitch, high lonesome sound that he would do, and that's where I kind of like learned my.
That's cool, man. My grandpa, he taught me how to swim and eat lots of watermelon. That's all I can remember. That's all I got for you, man.
So that part of the first verse of "Place That I Call Home," you really relate to, then, don't you?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
It's good.
I love the whole entire song. I mean, it's you guys wrote that, right?
I did.
Toby did.
Awesome.
Toby.
I went – the concept of it was so crazy because I've never came up with a song idea like this ever. Like, I was listening to the beat, and I kept listening to it, and all I could think of is A Place That I Call Home. That's all – and it was, like, the last part of the hook.
And that's all he hit me with.
And that's I have this. I said, write the rest of it. I said, this is all that I have, but I said, it has to be like this.
Right.
I said, this is all that I think.
I said, and I got you.
Toby wrote it, and – and then we went to Perry County, Kentucky. We went to Perry County and shot the video.
Yeah,
oh, cool.
That was so. You guys do a great job of promoting Kentucky Music Mafia. One of the things you were, I don't even know where you were. Were you sitting in Uncle Jesse
yesterday?
Yeah, because you with the cigarette pack on like me. Vibrating.
I was dancing in the
He
got on me. He said. He commented on the live. He said, "You must have got some last night." I said, "No, I just felt good the past few days."
Like, okay.
Is there a bed? Is there a bed in the back of Uncle Jesse? Because it looks like it should have one.
There is. There will be a fold down bench in the back. It's not in there yet, but there will be.
Nice.
But yeah. Before we got Jeremy thinking about fold down beds, where I was going to go with this I'm sitting there and you're singing with some of the songs as you're playing the songs off the album, and I'm sitting there thinking, I'm seeing the honest to goodness passion.
When
you're singing the song, I'm like, this dude is living this song when he's singing.
When I sang My Grandma's Arms yesterday, it hit me in my soul.
Yeah.
And it hasn't before. I wrote the song. I recorded the song. I've listened to it 50 times. But when I did it yesterday,
that the one you said you were about to tear up on?
Yeah, I did. I teared up on it because it had me thinking of my nanny. And it got me.
See, that's the thing. Like, a lot of people, like, they listen to our music, but they don't become full fledged fans until they see us perform. Because when we perform, I mean, it's no holds bar. I mean, like I told him, I mean, I'll swing from a rafter if I have to.
Throwing the shutter in.
I mean, we put everything into our performance. Like, we want to make sure that the crowd loves it. I mean, we want to make sure that.
I don't know what that sound is. There's a little.
Now it's gone.
Yeah, I don't know. It's I don't know what's going on. Yeah, so. You know, we talked about his influences. What about for you, Toby?
Well, for me, I started singing in church when I was around 5 years old, and when I get up on the stage, I fell in love with just the response and the interaction that I have with the people that was out in the audience. And then when I got a little older, I started listening to music, the kind of that would touch me, the kind of I would feel. And it would introduce me to artists like Randy Travis and George Strait and Conway Twitty and things of that nature. And those artists are what really got me into music. It got me thinking, I can do this.
Yeah.
I can tell those stories like these guys. I can sing those notes like these guys. And then when I got a little older, you know, I become a teenager, I figured out my grandma knows a whole lot of people in the business. And my father used to run a nightclub in Lawrenceburg. And from then on, when I seen that, I was like, now I know I came from this.
Mm-hmm.
I know that this is where it's from, so I'm going to take my shot. I waited a long time because I had kids when I was early. I should have been doing this when I was in my 20s. But it is what it is. I waited until my kids got older and I was, you know, able to get out and ramble a little bit. So that's why I'm doing it now.
So how's Miss Tish doing, by the way?
My wife is fantastic. She's a great woman. And if it wasn't for her, I would, like I said, I wrote that song, My Everything, about her. If it wasn't for her, there's no telling where I'd be, if I'd even be here right now.
So, Shannon Jay, has he been in trouble lately, or is he just being nice to her because he's buying her awful lot of shit?
look, this is the God's honest truth, and I told her that. I told her plain and simple. I said, Toby, right now, what he's doing is that he's kind of buttering her up because we're about to go on his 30-state tour.
Right.
And I said, we're going to be gone for like a couple weeks at a time. I said, he's having to butter up. I said, I mean, that's what he has to do.
Whatever works, man.
If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
Amen, brother.
Right,
amen, brother.
That's right. Good stuff.
Hey, Jeremy, will you say we take our first break?
Let's do it.
But we're hanging out with the Kentucky Music Mafia. A show that, honestly, I've been really looking forward to. You know, you guys are not the first mafia we've had on.
I've seen Cornbread Mafia.
Yeah, Cornbread Mafia.
I've seen them in here.
We just got off the phone with them, man. So we're going to be with Johnny Boone tomorrow.
Well, see, Godfather of Grass.
We want to link up with them because I want to write a song about their endeavors.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure we can make that happen.
Yeah, as in, we'll say something tomorrow.
And shoot a and shoot a music video to it and have Johnny Boone in the video.
Exactly.
Right. I'm sure we can make something like that happen.
Yeah, and maybe even from the Bickett Farm. We'll sow those seeds.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Just plant it.
Tomorrow night. How about
that? That's killer, man.
All right, stick around. We got more Two Shots on the way coming up.
I've been working all week long. Now it's time for me. Get my willy on, tip back this jar and try to drown on my mistakes.
Drown on my mistakes.
Fill that jukebox one more time. Start with OK-25 and see just how much more my old heart can take.
My old heart can take.
So tonight I tip this bottle and open up this whiskey throttle. Cause I've had all of this small town I can take.
Can't take no more.
Yeah, tonight I'm gonna raise some hell, and I just might end up in jail. Just no whiskey made me.
Two old boys ain't much for work. Dave, I love it. I love it, man. I love that tune.
Terry is so talented.
Terry Woolley. So, the story goes that I said, Terry, we're doing this podcast thing. We're just a couple of guys want to talk about bourbon, everything that is Central Kentucky. And Terry's like, I got you. And he took it from there.
Yeah, 24 hours later, bam, we have an opening theme for our podcast.
Terry Woolley with Crystal Music is to kind of icing on the cake, is sponsoring Two Shots on the Brown. I don't know how cool that is.
Not only did he do this for us, he's also sponsoring us. So, I mean, he's a double whammy from old Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And you guys have come a long way. You know, you went from a point in time where you guys didn't necessarily get along the best in the world. And now you are like best friends.
Well, it's like, you put two superstars in one room, there's going to be some bumping heads.
Listen, whether it's recording, maybe it's some voice lessons that you need, some learning how to play a guitar, harmonica, you name it, Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky is the place to go.
Hey, I even was in a tight spot. I was going to go to Nashville. I was going to interview a bunch of artists, and I needed a guitar to sign.
I remember that.
I walked in there, and I'm telling you, they have guitars everywhere. And he said, you don't want this guitar, you want this guitar. And he set me up, and away I went to Nashville. Bam.
He took care of you, and that's the way he can take care of everybody. He's a good dude. He works so hard. His wife, Ina, though, is the best thing in the world about him. There's no doubt about that. But Terry Woolley is a great dude, and for every musical thing that you need, including if you're out there listening and you need a jingle for your podcast, reach out to Terry Woolley. Check him out on Facebook. Look him up. Terry Woolley. That's W-O-O-L-E-Y. Or look up Crystal Music. You'll be able to check out all their deals along the way. And thanks so much, as always, J-Bo. They're a great sponsor.
Hey, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. Right here on Two Shots in a Barrel. J-Bo, I've always found out in life it's important to have a good attorney.
Very important.
And Two Shots on a Barrel found out we've got a good attorney.
We did?
Yes, Jerry Fowler's
Jerry
Law Office.
Fowler,
do you know how to sing his song, his jingle? Please,
no,
you don't have to start now if you don't really know how to.
I can't, but I know who he is.
Here's another thing I'm glad about Jerry Fowler. I'm glad before he went to the Caribbean that he got our work finished for Two Shots on a Barrel.
He is very prompt in his working ability, but can't give him all the credit. His wonderful assistant does most of his work. We all know that.
Everybody knows that C.C. Gardner runs his office.
Yes, yes.
Just makes Jerry look good. We don't really care at this point. We're just so fortunate that we had C.C. to do our work for. I mean, Jerry to do our work for us. And for all of your, especially, he specializes in business law, which is exactly what we needed for Two Shots.
Right.
Also, estate law. There's nobody in the business that is as good as he is, Jerry Fowler. And with an assistant, a superstar Wonder Woman assistant like C.C. Gardner, dude, it's just all working.
I tell you what, I couldn't ask for a better partner with this show than Jerry Fowler. I mean,
I was wondering where you were going with that statement.
You're good also, but having Jerry Fowler on our side is always a good thing.
His jingle is Jerry Fowler is the way to go. Dial 692-1000.
That's it.
But you really know that CC runs the show.
Love you, CC.
All right. Peace out. Call Jerry Fowler's office today for all your business and estate needs. He's the man. Thanks, Jerry, for hooking us up on Two Shots on a Barrel.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail, Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20 plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you, you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big Old Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Barnstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling at Big Old Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions, Yeah. Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. He'll check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
You run. Know another cool thing about Billy Tapp? He loves bourbon, and he loves two shots on a barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Tapp.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Tapp, Big O Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.
From the heart of central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own, the Bow Brothers.
And we're back with Two Shots on a Barrel with Jimbo and J-Bo hanging out with the Kentucky Music Mafia. And one thing that we always talk about on our radio shows is about you always need to be doing good in your neighborhood. And that's another thing that strikes me with these guys. They are always doing good in their neighborhood.
Mostly on my radio show, I talk about doing good in the neighborhood. Mostly on yours, you talk about drinking bourbon. But
yes, yes.
Go ahead.
To me, that's I feel like I'm doing good in the neighborhood because we're surrounded by distilleries and yeah. I'm supporting them. But this guy here, Toby, and I'm sure Shannon's helped him out too. He started a thing called Bikes for Tykes. And what it is, and I'm going to let you elaborate more on it, but he saw, you know, we're both South End boys at heart. And if you ever live in the South End, you know it's not a bunch of rich folk over there. A lot of us didn't have much money. Toby and I didn't have any money growing up.
Exactly.
And there's kids out there that don't have a bicycle. And so Toby saw this need, and tell them all about it, brother.
Well, I'd see these kids going around the neighborhood, and there'd be four or five of them. They'd be riding one bike, toting each other. You know, we used to tote each other, too. But when there's four or five of them riding around, and I only got one bike, I'd see this, saw the need for kids that just didn't have it. And I know that there's a lot of hardworking parents out there that just don't have the money to buy their kids something nice like that. So what I do is I just go take in donations, old bikes, anything that anybody wanted to donate. And I'll just, tinker with them when I got the chance, go outside and give it a couple hours, and then just give the bike to a kid that needs it. I mean, there's nothing in it for me. I just want to see them smile, and we're going to give them something to do.
That's a big heart right there, because I mean bicycles are expensive now.
Is that grandma coming out again?
No, she rubs off on me every day. Every day.
Just every time you try to like go down that stray path and like be a badass, it's like
I see
grandma's toning you.
I see grandma stripping a switch.
Yep. Yeah. I've had that a few times. Gosh, dang it. So how many bikes you think you've put together since you started?
Over the past few years, oh man, a couple hundred, I know at least.
That's great.
I haven't done it the past few months as much as I would like to have done, because I'm concentrated on more on the music side and concentrating on my family now. I got four grandbabies, so it's tough to find that little bit of time to get out there. So I just do it whenever I can as a hobby.
Dude, it's not about how often you do it. It's just that you're doing it, and that's what matters, man. So thank you for taking care of the kids in the South End and Fairdale area as well. I guess that's considered South End still.
It's the outskirts of the South End.
That's right. If you haven't been to Fairdale, Kentucky, you haven't lived. What's that barbecue place over there, man?
Shack in the Back.
My favorite. Oh, my. You go to Louisville, you got to go Shack in the Back.
I have to take that out.
Them turkey ribs will change your
life,
brother.
Oh, man. No joke. My sister lives about three blocks from that place, so every time I go there, we are hitting that place.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
It's good stuff.
Mm-hmm. Now, look, if Shack in the Back is listening, we need to be new sponsors for the Kentucky Music Mafia.
Please contact Kentucky Music Mafia.
We'd love to have them.
At least for this spiel, send a check to them.
Yes, yes.
Right.
I bought a whole damn hog from them. I'm serious. I'm not kidding. Nose and all, baby. It was there.
Yeah, they're good. They're really good. They're real good.
Their burgoo is outrageous.
Is it?
If you like a good burgoo.
We just added on Derby City Pizza, actually,
yes,
as
really?
A sponsor.
Larry Davis and Derby City Pizza for becoming our new sponsor.
And they're actually growing and growing in Louisville. I mean,
more awesome. Locations and more locations.
Yeah, there's tons of locations now.
Fantastic, man. It's fantastic. So let's talk about your tour coming up. Mm-hmm. Where are we going?
Well, it's going to start off in Denver, Colorado on August 6th, I believe, right?
Yes.
August 6th. And the other dates haven't been released yet. He's still building the tour, but it's with Bubba Sparks, Tilly and Alpha, Shotty V, Long Cut, and one more. I can't. There's another artist on the ticket.
You dudes are going to be busy. What you're saying.
Hopefully we're going to be busy. Hopefully, I mean, get a hold of Tyler Crazy Bear and book us right now.
Yeah, I know that we're going to do like three legs. What we're going to do is do like 10 shows, then come home for 2 weeks.
That's cool.
Go back and do 10 shows because we're going to start on the West Coast.
Right.
Then move to the Midwest and then come back out this way.
Well, fantastic, guys, man. I would rather do that than to be...
Well, that's just one thing we're working on. We're also another thing where we're going to be touring a bunch of mud parks in the area.
Nice.
And
So is that something you guys enjoy doing as far as the mud?
You got
the Extreme Mud and hat on?
Yeah, this is...
Shout out Rick Kaufman, Extreme Mud. That's another one of our sponsors.
Yeah, Extreme Mud is like one of our main sponsors, and they're... shout out to them. They're awesome.
Yeah.
Extreme mudding. Really awesome. So, is it the side by sides you just go out, or is it trucks?
It's a little bit of everything. Side by sides, dirt bikes, four wheelers. It's all of it.
Nice. All of it.
So, nice. You guys spent some time down in Brimstone, I saw.
We had a great show down there. Yes. It was awesome.
Toby, my biggest fear of being in the mud is sinking, dude. I mean, what are you going to do, brother? You get stuck in there, man.
You know what we need to do, J-Bo, sometimes is we need to get one of these fancy, like, big Razor ATVs.
We can do it.
And me and you need to, like, sit while everybody else goes places.
How about we just go watch?
We can look good in a lot of those, how they got those things these days. So you guys go there and you play and just have fun.
My grandma's watching.
Grandma, let me see this.
Yeah, I'm live on here.
She said, hey, Taterbug. That's what she calls me.
Yeah, that's Toby's nickname. Yeah, we just did a show down in Drakesboro, Kentucky. It was a mud park down there, and it was awesome.
Yeah, we love the mud. Really we good. Get such a great response from the people at the mud park.
So your fans, let's talk about your fans, the most important people in the world to you right now.
Yes, they are. Yes.
All right. Are they our age, 40s, 50s, or are they 20s?
They range from every age.
We have fans from all age groups. From KMM loves the kids, and the kids love KMM. And I had a guy, to give you a perfect example, I had a gentleman come up to me. He's really known in the business. He came up to me after the struggle show, and he says, man, I mean, this guy's 60-something years old. He's got to be in his mid-60s. He says, man, I tell you, I don't like hip-hop at all. I don't like any kind of rap, but I like your stuff. He said, I don't know why. I said, it's the content. He said, that's exactly what it is. It's the content.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter what genre of music you're putting out, what type of music, the content is what matters. Is it going to speak to them? Is it going to touch someone? I mean, that's what music's supposed to do. It's art in its purest form. Yep.
What do you think of Cole Ford?
Cole Ford's a nice dude. I'd like to meet him, and I'd like to do some work with him. I have yet to meet him.
He's a killer dude.
Yeah, we were supposedly getting booked with Colt.
Nice.
In Virginia.
Awesome.
Like, we're just waiting on that. Because that's going to be, it's actually supposed to be, from what I've heard, it's supposed to be Bubba Sparks, Colt Ford, and us.
Awesome, man. Dude, so he's legit. He's a big-time golfer. Scratch golfer.
Yeah, big-time golfer.
Scratch. It doesn't get any better than that.
I mean,
I would never guess Colt Ford is a golfer.
Oh, dude, I'm telling you, every time I see a picture of this guy, he has golf-like clothes on.
He looks like he's in a pit crew.
He's a legit dude.
I would never I would never guess that.
So when I heard your music, it kind of I had flashbacks to, you know, hanging out with Colt.
Right, right.
And I was like, man. And I think you all need to redo one of his songs. Just think about it. And no disrespect. Titty's beer is fantastic.
I know what you're talking about.
Titty's beer is fantastic.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know if my wife would want me to.
It's a beer. It's not about the real thing. Come on. That's one of my favorites of his, man. So, I was like, man, Toby and Shannon, man, they could pull that off.
Oh, we're getting ready to do another couple of summer anthems. We're getting ready to build a whole new album. We've already got
we're going to be building three albums at one time.
It's going to be crazy.
Really? Wow.
I mean, we have a lot of stuff.
This next 3-4 months is just going to be a blur.
That's awesome.
And I'm actually, Toby's going back home, but whenever I leave here, I'm going to drop Toby back off, and then I'm going to Nashville.
Are you?
He's going to go check out a studio, and
I'm going to meet some people down there.
We have some buddies down there that have studios as well, and shoot you some numbers. We always like to go to Nashville to hit Tootsie's, or my favorite is Robert's Western World.
Okay.
Got to hit Roberts, man. Get you a bologna, fried bologna sandwich and a PBR.
What's so crazy about the Code 4 thing is that the studio that I'm actually going to is Average Joe Studios.
Oh, yeah, that's where it is.
Like, that's where I'm going to.
So we're working on it.
That's fantastic, man. Yeah, well, if you're going to Nashville, you got to hit some bars.
We was in Alan Jackson's bar last time we were there, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. We was on the second floor in Alan Jackson's bar. We had a good time.
Every one of those bars are like four floors larger than life.
It's like an amusement park. Crazy. We walked in there and like, wow.
That is nuts, man. Yeah. So just give you a kind of idea of the money that's made there. Tootsie's small.
Yeah.
Like a floor and a half, okay? Yeah. They make over close to, this is what they say, anywhere from 2 to 5 million a year or whatever. Look down the street to Luke Bryan's, the Alan Jackson's.
They have
four freaking floors.
Dirk Bentley's. Yeah.
You know, they got Big and
Rich. That's what I told him when we got back from there. I said, all these people that invested in these shops right here, they are making money. That's a heck of an investment right there.
We need to get y'all in some of these places and make it happen because I think they could throw
a big
party.
You're the dude that hobnobs with all of the folks in Nashville, J-Bo. You can make that happen, man.
I really can. I'll call some people.
Yeah.
And we'll make it happen. We'll get them in one of them.
So you had already talked about you would like swing off of rafters.
Oh yeah.
And when you guys are performing,
mm-hmm.
When you think about all the famous duos, Batman and Robin, and all these guys, with you guys, contrast what you are from a stage presence and what Toby Ray is on the stage.
Stage presence. I'm more of like a Spider-Man. I'm all over the place. You can ask. I mean, I'm jumping on top of speakers. Like, yeah.
Now, don't get me wrong. I move around a lot too. Yeah, Toby, I dance and I shake.
Toby does
the
same.
Get up and do the stuff he does. If I fall down, it's gonna be a problem.
Yeah, Toby falls down, he's gonna mess the show up.
We put on a really good show. We try to get we interact with the crowd.
Yeah.
We work both sides, the whole stage.
Yeah.
I mean, we try to make eye contact. We try to interact with them. How you doing? Shake their hand or
right.
You know, anything. Look in their camera. I grab their phone. We are there to give them. They can't. You got to think. These people come out, spend their hard-earned money, and take a time out of their day to come see what I'm doing up on this stage.
Right.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give them my best performance that I can, and I'm going to give them everything that I can for as long as they'll let me.
Oh, for sure.
One of my favorite things to do as a guy that books acts, had booked acts in the past, is having an opening act that's going to set the bar for the rest of the guys to panic behind you. If you make them panic, you've done your job.
Let me just tell you something. We opened up for the Lax.
Yeah.
Do y'all know who the Lax are? Okay.
Shout out, Lax.
Shout out to the Lax. But the night that we opened up, they was like, you guys are going to go on first. And I told Toby, I'm like, time to set the bar.
Let's go do this.
Set the bar, all right.
Let's go do this.
They wanted us to come back on.
They called us. They called us an encore.
Really? They was like chanting KMM, KMM through the whole crowd.
That's what we tell all of these promoters.
Why the main acts?
We don't care to open up.
Really?
If you want us to open up, that's fine. But these other acts better be prepared.
Because
they're not going to come as hard as we are. At least 80% of them aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of the coolest things is like whoever the lead act is, and they're like, they were all right, but KMM freaking rocked. You know what I'm saying?
And that happens almost at every show we do.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah. All about entertainment.
That makes us feel a certain type of way about what we're doing.
Oh, yeah.
Because, you got these people say, you're doing this wrong or you're doing this wrong. Well, from the reaction to these fans and the reaction to these people paying to see us, I think we're on to something.
Oh,
it's because you're hungry. You're hungry for what these people already have and taking advantage of.
Exactly.
Not all of them, but some of them.
Some of them.
Some of them just show up their show and leave. You all show up. Throw down, stick around, and stay after.
I'll buy you a beer if I got money in my pocket.
We're all about interacting with the crowd. I mean, that's why we're there.
Right.
I mean,
exactly
if it wouldn't been for our fans, we wouldn't be nothing.
Nothing.
One of the coolest stories, one of the sponsors of our show is Terry Woolley, who has spent some time in Nashville and songwriter, great songwriter. But one of the cool things, the stories that he tells, he opened up for Merle Haggard.
Oh, man, I couldn't imagine.
And so Merle, while it's a two-night, let's say a Friday and a Saturday night show. So the Saturday night show, Merle comes out on the edge of the stage to watch Terry's show.
Wow. What an honor.
I mean, are you kidding me?
What an honor.
That's crazy. But, I mean, that's what you guys are – That's exactly what y'all are talking about.
I wouldn't know that. I wouldn't know how to act if something like that happened to me, brother. If I seen the you know, I've met quite a few different really big acts over the years, like Randy Travis, Conway Twitty, a couple different acts. I wouldn't know how to act if they were actually sitting there showing respect to me and giving me respect for what I was doing up there.
Yeah.
I mean, that would mean so much.
That's crazy.
It would.
It would be intimidating to sit there and, like.
I mean, can you imagine? Yeah. I mean, Merle Haggard's sitting there watching you.
Dude, if Randy,
I would struggle.
If Randy Travis was next to me, I'd probably pee a little.
No, you would pee a lot.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
This is not good.
That's nuts, man.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, one thing we like about guests coming in is when they bring gifts.
Yeah.
They brought swag and they brought
listen.
Good Lord.
You guys are in the Hall of Fame of bringing swag to us.
Yeah, man.
Just so you'll know.
We try to it's not just you're helping us out, brother.
Right.
You wear a shirt, you wear that hat out in public, it don't matter if anybody, just one person. If just one person has never heard of us says, "Who is that?" and then they go look us up, you're worth that shirt, it's worth that hat.
That's awesome, man. Yeah. And the moonshine. Can't wait to dig into those cherries, boy.
No, you look have fun.
Yeah. Yeah. Y'all was like, please take this. please take my moonshine. So it's got to be good.
It's got to be good. It's got to be good.
Cherries floating all over.
Oh, yeah.
I have a story about the moonshine. One time we did a show with actually Uncle Si from Duck Dynasty.
Oh, really?
Oh, shit.
And and at the time, which we don't have them right now, but we will, on all of our moonshine bottles, we had we had our logo on them. And I remember his daughter and his daughter-in-law was there. So I was like, well, where's he at? Because I want to give him this. And they was like, don't give him that.
Yeah, he's not allowed to have
it. And like he like walks around literally with a gallon of tea. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, he literally walks around with a whole jug.
Wow.
And I caught him towards the end of the night. And I said, hey, I have something for you. He was like, what's that? And I pulled it out. He said, oh. And I said, look, our logo's on it and everything. He's like, oh, man, it's cool. He said, I'm going to check it out. Hey, I'm sure he checked it out.
Yeah, man, he's a sweet tea guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a classic.
That's
show,
awesome,
though,
man.
I love that show.
Good stuff.
So he was running around with a little something other than sweet tea for a while.
Exactly.
Let me save this for when we get home.
Yeah, yeah.
Good stuff.
Timbo, I believe we got to take another break.
Let's take a break.
And then we get to come back for episode 3, the much-awaited episode.
We're just going to throw down on this last one.
We're going to do it. Stick around. We got more Two Shots with Kentucky Music Mafia on the way right after this.
I jumped head first into Tucker's Pond when I was 8 years old. Where I learned to swim and cast a line. Sitting barefoot on the bank with nothing but an old cane pole. What I wouldn't give to go back one more time. I can see it all right now. Looking back, I don't know how I ever wanted to leave my home. It's a clipboard house down an old dirt road. It's the smell of a fire on an old wood stove. It's the sound in the morning when the rooster crows. That's a place that I call home. It's a Sunday morning that's full of grace. It's putting your tithe in the offering plate. It's loving your family and having faith. That's a place that I call home.
Debo, I've always found out in life it's important to have a good attorney.
Very important.
And Two Shots on a Barrel found out we've got a good attorney.
We did?
Yes, Jerry Fowler's
Jerry
Law Office. Do you know how to sing his song, his jingle? Please,
no,
you don't have to start now if you don't really know how to.
I can't, but I know who he is.
Here's another thing I'm glad about Jerry Fowler. I'm glad before he went to the Caribbean that he got our work finished for Two Shots on a Barrel.
He is very prompt in his working ability. But we can't give him all the credit. His wonderful assistant does most of his work. We all know that.
Everybody knows that C.C. Gardner runs his office.
Yes, yes.
Just makes Jerry look good. We don't really care at this point. We're just so fortunate that we had C.C. to do our work for. I mean, Jerry to do our work for us. And for all of your, especially, he specializes in business law, which is exactly what we needed for Two Shots.
Right.
Also, estate law. There's nobody in the business that is as good as he is, Jerry Fowler. And with an assistant, a superstar Wonder Woman assistant like C.C. Gardner, dude, it's just all working.
I tell you what, I couldn't ask for a better partner with this show than Jerry Fowler. I mean,
I was wondering where you were going with that statement.
You're good also, but having Jerry Fowler on our side is always a good thing.
His jingle is, Jerry Fowler is the way to go. Dial 692-1000.
That's it. That's it.
But you really know that CC runs the show.
Oh, oh, oh.
Love you, CC. All right. Peace out. Call Jerry Fowler's office today for all your business and estate needs. He's a man. Thanks, Jerry, for hooking us up on Two Shots on a Barrel.
Two old boys ain't much for working. J-Ball, I love it. I love it, man. I love that tune.
Terry is so talented.
Terry Woolley. So, you know, the story goes that I said, Terry, we're doing this podcast thing. We're just a couple guys want to talk about bourbon, everything that is Central Kentucky. And Terry's like, I got you. And he took it from there.
Yeah, 24 hours later, bam, we have an opening theme for our podcast.
Terry Woolley with Crystal Music is to kind of icing on the cake. Is sponsoring Two Shots on the Barrel. I don't know how cool that is.
Not only did he do this for us, he's also sponsoring us. So, I mean, it's a double whammy from old Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And you guys have come a long way. You know, you went from a point in time where you guys didn't necessarily get along the best in the world, and now you are like best friends.
Well, it's like, you know, you put two superstars in one room, you know, there's going to be some bumping heads.
Listen, whether it's recording, maybe it's some voice lessons that you need, some learning how to play a guitar, harmonica, you name it, Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky is the place to go.
Hey, I even was in a tight spot. I was going to go to Nashville. I was going to interview a bunch of artists, and I needed a guitar to sign.
I remember that.
I walked in there, and I'm telling you, they have guitars everywhere. And he said, you don't want this guitar. You want this guitar. And he set me up, and away I went to Nashville. Bam.
He took care of you, and that's the way he can take care of everybody. He's a good dude. He works so hard. His wife, Ina, though, is the best thing in the world about him. There's no doubt about that. But Terry Woolley is a great dude, and for every musical thing that you need, including... If you're out there listening and you need a jingle for your podcast, reach out to Terry
Definitely.
Woolley. Check him out on Facebook. Look him up. Terry Woolley. That's W-O-O-L-E-Y. Or look up Crystal Music. You'll be able to check out all their deals along the way. And thanks so much, as always, J-Bo. They're a great sponsor.
Hey, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. Right here on Two Shots in a Barrel.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot-ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20-plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, Realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you, you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big Old Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Bardstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
Customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling in Big Old Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions,
yeah,
Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. Go check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
You know, another cool thing about Billy Taft, he loves bourbon and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big Old Tires, Lebanon and Bardstown, Kentucky.
From the heart of Central Kentucky, the bourbon capital of the world, it's Two Shots on a Barrel with your host, a couple of hot shots of their own.
Back to Two Shots on a Barrel, Jimbo, J-Bo, hanging out with Kentucky Music Mafia. Having a fantastic time. I was telling Toby Ray, dude, I just hang out with you guys all the time, man. And you said you come to a concert.
You want to have some fun? You want to come have some fun? Come to a show.
Yeah.
Come to a show.
These are the kind of guys that won't leave until the last autograph sign.
Did you turn your
microphone
on? That's
the God's honest truth.
There you go.
Yeah. So
drink some more bourbon over there, Jay.
I can't handle anymore right now.
It's because you shrunk to nothing. You can't hold your liquor anymore.
No, I just need lunch. That's the problem.
He needs to take a shot off that cherry moonshine.
Open that shit up. Open it. And just
take a swig of that.
Just open it up and take a martini cherry.
I'll take that as a dare. It is a dare.
I dare you to open the jar.
He can't even do it. He's done luck weather. And listen, I'm Toby Ray. Hey, don't forget you gotta bear hug the shit out of him before you leave.
Cherry moonshine.
Oh my gosh.
Dude, that's smooth.
Yeah.
All right, you done got me intrigued now. Let me see.
It tastes like Kool-Aid.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. That's the bad thing. Let me tell you this right now. Cherry is my favorite. Like, I love cherry, and I will take it, and I will sit there and drink
There's
it all
like
day.
No alcohol like, taste in that at all.
That's what's
scary about it.
Oh, yeah, that would be like, let me just have a glass of Kool-Aid, and then you're going
to
be in trouble.
It's scary.
What you need to do is take this to business meetings. And say, look, I need you to be a sponsor of my show. Try that. Yeah. Two drinks and they are in.
Yeah, there.
That's probably so. That might work out.
Yeah.
Have a couple of these cherries and call me in a couple of hours.
For real.
Moonshine, man.
All right, Toby Ray, let's talk business right now, bro.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. This dude right here, this J-Bo dude.
Yeah.
You go way back with this guy.
Yeah, about...
Tell me some dirt, man. Tell me something.
Well, I tell you what. The one thing I will never forget is powder puff football in middle school.
Oh, Lord.
Keep on this story going.
He had the whole outfit, the wig and everything on, the skirt.
Don't surprise the
pom-poms.
Don't surprise me.
Do you have a picture?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
You started this shit way back, J-Bob.
Now, I may have a picture in the yearbook that I was going to bring today, but I wasn't able to find it. It's in the storage somewhere. But
I don't remember.
No, you got to remember, he also had the Chili Bowl two-tone blonde dyed hairdo too. With the Jerry curl on top. Why would I lie?
He was trying to let his soul glow.
That's right. Was that back when New Kids on the Block was?
Oh yeah. He was saved by the bell way before Zach Morris.
Dude, I got a pun.
Get a brick phone.
This is worth it, man.
I got the perm to be like Joey on New Kids on the Block.
Oh, he had the perm, too. I'll never forget the perm.
Dude, you got to send me the picture, man. You got to send it to me.
Yeah, man.
That's got to go on Two Shots Facebook page.
I just kind of blocked those things out.
I did. But, yeah.
Hey, man, that's good times, though.
That was awesome.
Dude, I was also a cheerleader in middle school.
Yep. He was a male cheerleader.
Yeah. See, I was telling you.
I got
to hang out with the hottest girls, man. Come on.
I can't help it if my digits slip
occasionally. We need to stop this show right now. I can't go on.
Oh. Then we moved to high school.
Oh, man.
So you dudes were like from youngsters on up?
Yeah. 10 years old. I've known since I was about 10.
Oh, my God.
Way back, man. Here, I'm 46 now. How old are you, Tom?
I'll be 46 in November.
There you go. So it's been that long, man.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
That's great.
I mean, did you ever think when we were 10 that you would end up being a... is it called hip hop or is it called...
Country rap.
Okay.
I have told everyone my entire life that this is what I was born to do.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to point this story out too because I came here. We went to the same high school. We went to Central High School, downtown Louisville, Kentucky, one of the roughest high schools there is in the city. And I listened to country music in that high school, and I was really... They didn't like that. Nobody really liked
it. Before country was cool.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I was listening to Randy Travis and, all of those influences, and everybody else was into NWA and, I was too. I'm influenced by those. That's why, by artists like that, that's why I do the music that I do.
Mm-hmm.
But I was, no one else was listening to country, only, a handful of people in that part of the city. So I was really put down for listening to country music, but I just kept at it. And I'm not
J-Bo never
put
you down. J-Bo never put you down.
No, you didn't. You just sure didn't.
No way, man. One of the other stories, and I love your stories about J-Bo. One of the other stories about J-Bo that I know about is he used to go to Churchill Downs and check out the boobs at Derby Day. Did you go with him?
No, We are going to the first Derby ever next year. We done planned it. We're going to Derby next year.
So you were a good dude. Grandma kept you in line.
If it was up to my nanny, I'd have been at the Derby every year. But my other grandma would not let me go to the Derby.
See, back in the day, after race 5, they opened the gates.
Oh, yeah.
So you could come in. So me and my brother and others would take off over there and, partake in the mudslides and seeing naked people.
You got to bring the beads with you. Don't forget the beads.
Well, heck, man, it was just good. You know my brother, right,
Jed? Jed,
yeah, of course. Man, that's great.
Shout out, Jed.
All right, so Shannon J, growing up for you, we've talked a little bit about these two guys, but what was growing up for you?
Growing up for me I was raised by my grandparents, and it was a little bit all over the place. I was raised to country music, bluegrass music, Then when I ventured up till I was probably 12, 13, it's when I discovered rap music.
So who was your go-to at 12 or 13 as far as rap goes?
I remember the first like tape or whatever I owned was probably Dr. Dre's The Chronic.
The first tape I bought was LL Cool J.
I take that back. But I had my first CD ever that I ever, which you might know, and you might, I don't know. My first CD I ever owned was Spice One CD.
Nice.
Really?
Yeah, it was a Spice One CD, and my grandma about lost it.
Oh, my gosh.
My grandma, tuck it away from me and, broke it and threw it in the garbage.
I had the Rapping Duke and the Fresh Prince.
Well, see, I'm
on
not that
45.
I'm not that old. Toby sent it to me one day, and I was like, "What the hell is that?"
I swear,
I don't know what that is.
My first tape was Randy Travis. My first concert was Randy.
Well, see,
Travis.
I had the old. My grandma had. I had the old 45s. I remember having Randy Travis on 45s.
Yes,
because I had a record player.
And then my first rap, or if you want to call it rap, was Vanilla Ice, of course.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. That might have been my first rap. But what's so crazy is that the person that introduced me to rap music...
I'm a little older than y'all.
Is my uncle.
Dude, I'm a whole lot older than you, bro.
My uncle introduced me to rap music, and it's crazy because I tell people that, but now my uncle plays banjo.
Really?
Yeah, people's like... introduced you to rap music? And I'm like, he introduced me to rap music. He introduced me to rock music. I mean, he introduced
that
me to
that. Shows you
that.
How important uncles are.
And it's crazy because I remember as a young kid, because him and my other uncle, they had a band together.
Right.
And they was called the Stonegate Stonies or something like that, which they were stoners, big time stoners back in the day. So, I remember as a little kid, because they would always do the rehearsal in the living room. So, like, I would be there as a little child, like, watching them, like, rehearse and, like, right. play Lynyrd Skynyrd, Hank Williams, stuff
play
like
some
that.
Skynyrd, man.
I mean, that's all that they would play. So I watched them as a young kid doing all that.
Learning.
Yeah, learning. And
they had no idea that they were educating you in the music industry.
Nope.
That's awesome.
Had no
man.
Clue.
Both of us always, this is our dream. This is what we've wanted to
oh,
do
yeah.
above anything else. Besides, you know, having a family.
Most so, definitely.
So now this leads us to one very important thing mm-hmm. in both of your lives that just came back into your lives. Uncle Jesse.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Speaking of uncles, here we are. Tell us about Uncle Jesse.
Because Uncle Jesse is just now back in business,
we
right?
We just got him back on the road a couple days ago. We bought him over a year ago. He sat in the field for 2 years, just an old HVAC van, and we gave a few hundred bucks for it, and got some sponsors together, and new tires, new system, new paint job, wings, spoiler, TV, video game. I mean, it's got everything in it.
Oh, yeah.
And as soon as we got everything done, the moment everything was done, some guy hits the side of my van with a motor. He's coming through the trailer park illegally on a dirt bike. Hits my wife's.
That sounds like a song.
I'm telling you.
Right.
Hits my wife's truck, flies over the hood, and slams into the side of the van.
In the back part of the van where the heart, you know, where it's real hard?
Yeah.
He hit this.
Put a great big dent in the
and
side
I'm like,
of the
this
van.
This dude had to destroy himself.
Jesus.
So I, you know, I come out and I'm like, what is going on? My wife's like, somebody's laying in the driveway screaming. So I come running out of the house. And I come around the corner. I'm only in a pair of basketball shorts. I come running out of the house and I'm you know, somebody done messed
Toby's
up.
Toby's ready to tear somebody up.
I look around the corner. This guy is screaming in pain. He got a bone hanging out of his leg. He doesn't. So I just I reacted a lot differently than I would have if he wasn't laying there in pain. But as soon as I get the dent fixed and get you know everything done, that the damn transmission went out.
Oh boy!
So we put it in the shop. And that van has only got 1 or 2 years that the transmission can work, that is capable. So I had to wait a month and a half to find a case for this transmission.
Oh.
So they finally get the case, finally build the transmission, get it done. Yeah, let's go pick him up. We get to the shop, take him for a test drive, everything's great. All of a sudden, it starts overheating. So we get it back to the shop, look in the radiator, and you couldn't even see between one of these ribs in this.
Oh, it was horrible.
In the radiator.
It was real bad.
So bad.
Nasty.
So now he's got a brand new transmission, brand new radiator, 108,000 miles, ice cold air, ready to hit the road with us.
Riding just like a smooth Cadillac.
So,
ready.
So when you were doing your live stream, what was it, yesterday? That was in Uncle Jesse?
I was sitting in Uncle Jesse.
So Uncle Jesse is named after Uncle Jesse. Is that correct?
From the Dukes of Hazzard.
There you go. I didn't know if you had like an Uncle Jesse.
Well, everyone's the reason I called it Uncle Jesse is because it looks a lot. It's the same color as the General Lee, and people say that it looks like the General Lee and the A-Team van had a baby.
So it does. Yeah, it does.
But the reason, another reason I called it Uncle Jesse is because I don't know if y'all have ever watched that show. Uncle Jesse would try to instill in your neighbors, friends, kids, cousins, best friends, dog, the right way to live. I don't care who it is. He's going to tell you the right way it is and the way it's supposed to be. So that's why I called the van Uncle Jesse.
Yep.
That's awesome. That man. Is. Like you don't it. Get that stuff everywhere.
No, man. That's killer.
That's good.
So I just want you two to know, on behalf of Two Shots on the Barrel, we're going to do everything we can to keep the momentum going for you guys.
We appreciate every bit of support.
We're going to tell the promoters that we know. We're going to tell anybody, even if they only play bluegrass, we're going to try to push them on. So, or polka, whatever.
So one of the common themes with guests, and we've had a lot of great guests on Two Shots. We're nearing our 1 year anniversary.
Yeah. Congratulations!
Yeah, and so one of the cool things I got to tell you, the guests that we've had on here are some outstanding human beings, and you guys are. Listen, I met you for the first time today. You know, I've got to know you a little bit through social media, that you all do such a great job of promoting Kentucky Music Mafia, but. You guys are great dudes.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
And let me tell you what. Yeah, we're going to do we're going to do everything that we can do
definitely
to make sure people within the confines.
Okay. All you got to do is get them to look at us or listen to us. We'll do the rest, brother.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I believe you 100%.
We can make like a visit between the Cornbread Mafia and the Kentucky Music Mafia.
Oh, that would be great.
And you know, we were talking earlier about how about Colt Ford, Cowboy Troy. Hey, do you know those guys? And then here in the future, we're going to be like talking to new guys.
Saying, like, do you know Kentucky Music Mafia?
Exactly.
We know those
dudes. I think that's the route we're taking here, man.
We know those dudes.
Yeah, they were sitting in your chair right now.
And these dudes are good dudes, man.
Yeah, man. We wish you all the best of luck in everything you're doing. From Uncle Jesse to your shows in Texas to the East-West Coast, just kick their ass.
Keep doing it, man.
Hey, we're trying, and we appreciate it, brother. One of these days, we'll come down here, we'll go to hang out and have a few drinks.
Get
a good steak or something, you know.
Hell yeah. You guys are... The description I could fit for these guys, authentic, man.
To the bone.
Yeah.
To the bone. Authentic to
and
the
great,
bone.
And great J-Bo stories.
Oh, man. I told Jim, I was like, there's no telling what kind of stories he's going to.
That's good shit.
So I don't even remember half of them, man. Once he said curly hair, I was like, oh, hell. I remember that.
Since I've known this dude, he like dresses up really goofy. So I found out that happened way long ago.
Oh, you just seen some of the Derby outfits.
Yeah, man.
Pastels, brother. Pastels.
He gets his shit honest then, doesn't he, from way back?
Got to do it,
man.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, guys, look. when you all, like, y'all are going to be big, big time. I mean, you're already, like,
human. God willing.
I'm looking out there, and I'm, like, looking at all these social media followers that you guys have. And I'm like, these dudes are legit, but you guys are going to be even more legit. And when you are...
Don't forget about us.
Yeah, don't forget about us. We little small people.
We will never forget where we come from and who taught us that to be who we are.
Exactly.
So everybody listening right now, let's go. Where can we buy your music? Where can we find it?
Just go to Google and type in Kentucky Music Mafia, and we are everywhere.
That's all you have to do.
Any
you'll find
digital
us,
platform, yeah. We're on it.
You'll find us on iTunes. You'll find us on Spotify, YouTube, Pandora.
Okay. Everywhere.
Everywhere. I mean, everywhere there is to download music or buy music or whatever, we're there.
So as we speak, I am adding the latest album of Kentucky Music Mafia, Moonshine and Bonfires, right there. It's downloading as I speak.
Thank you for your support, brother.
Good stuff. Now, Facebook is big for you guys.
Yes.
So can you give them the name of where we need to go? Is it Kentucky Music Mafia?
Kentucky Music Mafia or is Facebook.com/ Kentucky Music Mafia 502.
There you go. There you go. That's everybody, go be friends with these guys because
we're all over. I mean, we have TikTok pages. We have Instagram. We have all that.
Awesome.
I do not have a Snapchat.
Yeah. when you guys are like the big the huge like it concert that you have, if you could just say like something about me, something nice about me and J-Bo, we would appreciate it.
Lies are cool.
Yeah, I mean, you can say they're the like I don't know, they're like the best damn DJs we've ever had enough to.
I'm gonna send y'all a U of L shirt.
Oh my gosh! We'll use that to scare away the crows.
I will never hold that against you, Toby Ray. I will never hold that against you.
I don't ever wear anything.
And thank
red,
God,
man.
Shannon J is not a U of L fan. He balances you guys out.
Oh yeah.
That's a good thing. I'm the good looking one, then, ain't it?
Hey, was that Cardinal tattoo free? Because surely they don't charge for birth.
Oh,
right, 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 exactly.
Oh, Mr. UK fan, let's see your UK tattoo.
Oh, well, I'm getting one. Let's see. It's
September 2nd.
September 2nd. I'm in there, man. So
I want to see a video.
All right. You better not
use no Novocaine, lidocaine, or none of that skin numbing stuff.
How old were you when you got your first tattoo, Toby Ray?
17.
And then one led to how many over your life?
I've probably got 24.
J-Bo.
Dude, I'm 46. I'm 46. 46 getting my first one. So come on. I'm a little behind.
Hey, you guys are awesome.
Thank you. I just appreciate it, man.
This is my latest tattoo I just got right here. It's from my grandson. It's a catfish and got his name and everything
That's
on.
Killer, dude.
Dude.
I still got two more to get for my grandchildren.
Nice. That's awesome.
Well, guys, thanks for coming all the way to Lebanon.
Thank you for having us. We really appreciate
it,
brother.
Thank you.
Yeah, make some good shit happen down in Nashville, Shannon.
Oh, we will.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Gotcha.
Keep going, brother.
All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. You're listening to Two Shots on a Barrel with Jimbo and J-Bo.
So long, everybody. See you next time.
J-Bo, I've always found out in life it's important to have a good attorney.
Very important.
And Two Shots on a Barrel found out we've got a good attorney.
We did?
Yes, Jerry Fowler's
Jerry
Law Office.
Fowler,
do you know how to sing his song, his jingle? Please,
no,
you don't have to start now if you don't really know how to.
I can't, but I know who he is.
Here's another thing I'm glad about Jerry Fowler. I'm glad before he went to the Caribbean that he got our work finished for Two Shots on a Barrel.
He is very prompt in his working ability, hey, but can't give him all the credit. His wonderful assistant does most of his work. We all know that.
Everybody knows that C.C. Gardner runs his office.
Yes, yes.
Just makes Jerry look good. We don't really care at this point. We're just so fortunate that we had C.C. to do our work for. I mean, Jerry to do our work for us. And for all of your, especially, he specializes in business law, which is exactly what we needed for Two Shots.
Right.
Also, estate law. There's nobody in the business that is as good as he is, Jerry Fowler. And with an assistant, a superstar Wonder Woman assistant like C.C. Gardner, dude, it's just all working.
I tell you what, I couldn't ask for a better partner with this show than Jerry Fowler. I mean,
I was wondering where you were going with that statement.
You're good also, but having Jerry Fowler on our side is always a good thing.
His jingle is Jerry Fowler is the way to go. Dial 692-1000.
That's it.
But you really know that CC runs the show.
Oh, oh, oh. Love you, CC.
All right. Peace out. Call Jerry Fowler's office today for all your business and estate needs. He's the man. Thanks, Jerry, for hooking us up on Two Shots on a Barrel.
Two old boys ain't much for working. J-Ball, I love it. I love it, man. I love that tune.
Terry is so talented.
Terry Woolley. So, you know, the story goes that I said, Terry, we're doing this podcast thing. We're just a couple of guys want to talk about bourbon, everything that is Central Kentucky. And Terry's like, I got you. And he took it from there.
Yeah, 24 hours later, bam, we have an opening theme for our podcast.
Terry Woolley with Crystal Music is to kind of icing on the cake. Is sponsoring Two Shots on the Barrel. I don't know how cool that is.
Not only did he do this for us, he's also sponsoring us. So, I mean, it's a double whammy from old Terry. Thank you, Terry.
And you guys have come a long way. You know, you went from a point in time where you guys didn't necessarily get along the best in the world, and now you are like best friends.
Well, it's like, you know, you put two superstars in one room, you know, there's going to be some bumping heads.
Listen, whether it's recording, maybe it's some voice lessons that you need, some learning how to play a guitar, harmonica, you name it, Crystal Music in Campbellsville, Kentucky is the place to go.
Hey, I even was in a tight spot. I was going to go to Nashville. I was going to interview a bunch of artists, and I needed a guitar to sign.
I remember that.
I walked in there, and I'm telling you, they have guitars everywhere. And he said, you don't want this guitar. You want this guitar. And he set me up, and away I went to Nashville. Bam.
He took care of you, and that's the way he can take care of everybody. He's a good dude. He works so hard. His wife, Ina, though, is the best thing in the world about him. There's no doubt about that. But Terry Woolley is a great dude, and for every musical thing that you need, including... if you're out there listening and you need a jingle for your podcast, reach out to Terry Woolley. Check him out on Facebook. Look him up. Terry Woolley. That's W-O-O-L-E-Y. Or look up Crystal Music. You'll be able to check out all their deals along the way. And thanks so much, as always, J-Bo. They're a great sponsor.
Hey, and we're looking for more.
Absolutely. Right here on Two Shots in a Barrel.
Marion County Trail could be the best value in bourbon-themed travel in Kentucky. You'll experience one of the Kentucky Bourbon Trail's crown jewels, one of the Bourbon Trail Craft Tour's top-rated stops, and something you can't find anywhere else. Organized tours of a bourbon barrel manufacturing facility, all in one place. It's the Marion County Trail. Take your time to tour, dine, shop, and stay all along the way. Explore world-famous Maker's Mark, a hot ticket item on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail. Limestone Branch Distillery, home of world-famous Yellowstone Bourbon, and one of the top-rated stops on the Kentucky Bourbon Trail Craft Tour. Kentucky Cooperage, the sprawling plant where the thriving bourbon industry's barrels are hand-built and seared with fire for bourbon-aging flavor. And Lebanon, home of wonderful dining opportunities from home-cooked to chef-driven. Unique shopping opportunities, nowhere else to be found murals for your selfies, and overnight accommodations that range from traditional to bed and breakfast to bourbon-themed. Go to visitlebanonky.com for more details. Lebanon Tourist and Convention Commission, 270-692-0021.
Whether you're buying or selling, be it your first home or your last home, or building your investment portfolio, give me a call. I'm Lisa Kearns, a realtor with Exit Realty Heartland. I understand the stress and hassles involved in buying and selling, and I will be here for you. Let me put my 20 plus years experience in marketing and customer service to work for you. Give me a call, 270-402-4036. Lisa Kearns, realtor with Exit Realty Heartland, here to work for you.
Hey, this is Jimbo for Two Shots on a Barrel, hanging out with my buddy J-Bo.
What's going on?
Dude, I'm here to tell you, you are doing something right if you're good in two towns.
Two towns?
Two towns, you're the best of everything. Big O Tires, Billy Taft is the best in Barnstown and the best in Lebanon.
I tell you what, he's been doing it perfect for many years, and he won once again, and he's won again in Marion County.
How does this guy, how is he so good, J-Bo?
He's customer service. You're number one when you walk in his building. He offers all sorts of things, not just tires. He offers alignments, brakes, oil changes, and more. And he has two locations, Bardstown.
You can call Bardstown location, 502-348-0880, and in Lebanon, 270-692-1013. Dude is rocking and rolling at Big O Tires.
If you're having any kind of tire pressure issue, if you have any questions,
yeah,
Billy's always there for you. Don't be bashful. Just pull right in. Go check your tires for you. Make sure you're safe and ready for the
run. You know another cool thing about Billy Taft? He loves bourbon, and he loves Two Shots on a Barrel.
That's right. And we love Billy Taft.
Absolutely.
Sure.
Go see our brother Billy Taft, Big O Tires, Lebanon, and Bardstown, Kentucky.